What a drug. Trastuzumab has now been around for several years. The data, certainly metastatic disease, continue being very strong. It's not only the data from trials, but what we see in the clinic. I mean, this drug really has improved the lives of so many patients with HER2-positive breast cancer. So it was so natural that in 1998, we started thinking about the adjuvant setting. And that's when we started writing N9831, this intergroup trial. And I'm pleased to let you know that we expect to complete accrual before the ASCO meeting this year. Due to the help of so many investigators, so many physicians, so many patients, I mean, it's been a fantastic study to conduct with the help of the members of the intergroup and the breast cancer community at large. So we are already thinking about next steps. First of all, we are presenting the cardiac tolerability data for the three arms of this study at the ASCO meeting this year. But we have been designing the next adjuvant trial for patients with HER2-positive resected breast cancer.
Hold on. I can't let you go past that one. Are you going to tell me what you're going to present at ASCO?
When is this coming out?
Well, you tell me. Do you want it to come out after ASCO?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. That's a deal.
Yeah. When we designed N9831, it was done as a coordinated effort between many groups because we wanted to have consistent cardiac testing and pretty much consistent definitions of what we consider to be clinically acceptable versus not clinically acceptable. That definition was that if we observed more than a 4% difference of clinical cardiac events between the trastuzumab versus the non-trastuzumab arms, that would be unacceptable. And I'm pleased to say that the clinical trial, certainly our clinical trial, has demonstrated that although clinical cardiac events are observed in the patients receiving trastuzumab, they're below 4% in terms of difference compared to the control arm.
And could you review again the three arms of the study?
Yes. This is, first of all, a trial for patients with high-risk node-negative or node-positive centrally tested HER2-positive breast cancer. The patients are randomized to either chemotherapy alone, and the chemotherapy is AC once every 3 weeks times four, followed by paclitaxel weekly times 12 doses, as arm A. In arm B, we use the same chemotherapy, but then followed by a year of weekly trastuzumab. Then we have arm C, which uses the same chemotherapy drugs, but in this setting, when the patients start receiving the weekly paclitaxel, we also introduce the trastuzumab. So they get 12 doses of trastuzumab in combination with the weekly paclitaxel, and then they receive 40 additional weeks of trastuzumab. So it's a three-arm, chemotherapy alone, chemotherapy with a sequential introduction of trastuzumab, or chemotherapy introducing trastuzumab along with the paclitaxel.
And do you see any difference in terms of cardiac events in the two trastuzumab arms at this point?
No.
And you said it's under the magic 4%, which I don't know exactly where it came from, but the NSABP also found, of course, the same thing, getting close to the 4%, but not quite there. Same thing in your study, close to it?
Yes, actually a little lower than in the NSABP trial in terms of numbers, but statistically, the numbers are actually quite similar.
Although it must have been a little bit nerve-wracking to see it get up into the threes from the NSABP.
That is right. You know, again, patient safety is so paramount, and that's one of the reasons we have not advocated the use of trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting outside of the clinical trial, because I think we owe it to our patients to use the best science that we have to design clinical studies and then contribute to the accrual to this study so that we can get answers both in terms of efficacy but also tolerability.
And I interviewed Charles Geyer for this series, and you updated us a little bit on where things are, and it looks like most of these cardiac events are reversing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I mean, it's something that we did not expect when we started these clinical studies, but our data are quite consistent. Not every patient gets better, but the majority of patients definitely get better in terms of not only clinical symptomatology, but also the measurable left ventricular ejection fraction.
When you're talking about this less than 4%, you're talking about clinical events, correct?
That is right.